Small Business Owners Voice Opposition to Durban Marshall Credit Card Mandates. By Small Business Payments Alliance, sponsored, on July 30, 2024. The following content is sponsored by the Small Business Payments Alliance. A group of small business owners from across the country traveled to Capitol Hill this week to voice their opposition to the Durban Marshall Credit Card Bill. The fly-in was organized by the Small Business Payments Alliance, SBPA, a coalition of independent businesses who know the value of the electronic payment system for business and consumers. The group's visit follows the release of a report about the importance of credit cards and electronic payments for small businesses. This new survey of small business owners found that the overwhelming majority view the proposed Durban Marshall mandates as needless government regulation that would benefit corporate megastores at the expense of small businesses. Small business owners are concerned about the proposed legislation because the Durban Marshall credit card bill would circumvent the competitive market with a new government routing mandate that would dictate processing networks, without regard to security or quality. A recent study revealed that the bill would disproportionately benefit the top five businesses in the U.S. while costing small businesses over $1 billion in lost rewards as well as a decline in access to credit. The SBPA was formed to help give voice to small business owners who know the value of the electronic payment system for their business. As part of that commitment, SBPA conducted a survey of small business owners and decision makers to find out how they feel about legislation that would impact this system. The survey underscored several key findings. Small business owners oppose new government mandates. Most small business decision makers do not support government regulation that imposes new payment networks, and they have reservations about Durban Marshall or other forced adoption of processing networks. When asked how much government regulation there should be on payment processing fees, most, 83%, small business decision makers say government regulation should stay the same, 48%, or decrease, 35%. Two-thirds, 64%, believe that the Credit Card Competition Act would benefit large retailers more than small businesses, with 60% of small business decision makers saying that Congress is pushing through changes to digital transactions without considering the impact on their businesses. Similarly, around two-thirds, 64%, say that forced adoption of new/updated processing networks will place an unfair cost burden on business owners, with more than half, 57%, expecting to see lower profits if new network processing changes are required. The existing electronic payment system is critical for small business sales, growth, and cost saving. Digital transactions are widely accepted by small business and are attributed to helping them grow and manage the business in a more effective way. When thinking about digital transactions, 88% of small business decision makers say they are somewhat or very important to their business. 88% mention that customers utilize credit cards or digital payments for at least some, 23%, or most, 65%, purchases. Around three-quarters, 71%, say that accepting credit cards and digital payments has helped their business's profitability grow. Two-thirds, 67%, say that accepting digital payments has made bookkeeping easier. Small businesses believe the benefits of the existing electronic payment system are worth paying for. Small business decision makers trust, rely on, and value the secure transactions, fraud protections, and data privacy of their current payment system. Nearly all, 99%, small business decision makers believe that their customers place importance on keeping their payments secure. And two-thirds, 66%, say that their current payment processing fees are necessary for digital privacy. 81% believe they can trust their current payment system to protect their customers' data. Small businesses are much more concerned with inflation than processing fees. Payment processing fees are not a top business cost for small business decision makers and have a smaller impact on the business's bottom line than inflation. Payment processing fees are not a top cost for small business decision makers. Cost of labor, 46%, cost of goods sold, 34%, inflationary costs, 29%, and taxes, 29%, are the largest expenses, and only 14% indicated payment processing fees as a top business expense. More than half, 61% of small business decision makers say that payment processing fees do not have a high impact on their business's bottom line. Two-thirds, 64%, believe that inflation has hurt their bottom line more than payment processing fees. Small business owners oppose new government mandates by an overwhelming margin. They rely on the security and ease of the existing electronic payment system, and they are much more concerned with issues such as inflation than they are with interchange fees. Click here to learn more.